This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. First up, we'll be having some live singers from Champaign Central High School. They're putting on Beauty in the Beast and the Beast, sorry. And we'll hear a preview of some of those songs coming up later. I'll be having a live performance from a vocalist and guitarist, Andrew Duncanson, who is leader of the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. They are going to be featured on our companion station, WYNL-TV, tomorrow night, a national program that's called Jubilee. So we'll hear from Andrew later on the program. And in between, I'll be talking with the founder and director of a student ensemble of early music at Illinois Wesleyan University. That's all on today's Live and Local. Stay with us.
Doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast?
Well, we got cut off there. I should have pressed continue on the CD player, but you get the idea. That's the prologue to the musical Beauty and the Beast. And love to know whose wonderful deep voice that was with the introduction. It's from the Broadway cast, well, one of the Broadway casts. You are about to hear a preview from a stellar cast at Champaign Central High School who are putting on the show the 18th through the 21st of this month, Wednesday through Sunday. They've been on this show. Some of these very people at various times and other people as well, including their director of drama, who also teaches English at Central, LaDonna Wilson. Thanks for bringing some more kids in.
Happy to do it.
You always do a great job. I was pleased to see a chorus line. Was that the last one or the previous one?
That was
one
our last musical. We do a musical in the fall and the spring.
So. Yeah, that was splendid. Anybody who was involved in that, you did a great job.
Pretty much all of them, almost all of them, were involved in some way.
Well, I recognize a lot of the people, some of the leads who were in here as well. So why Beauty and the Beast?
Well, we do a children's show every year, and this particular one has lots of comedic parts, and so we got to add the comedy to it as well. So it was a nice change from a chorus line, which was a pretty heavy dance show.
It is a heavy dance show, but this one certainly can be. There's some major production numbers,
and we have 50 people on stage dancing a few times. So we do have some dance in it, but it's not. A chorus line was built around the dances. And was dance to dance to dance. And this one is built around the story. And the dances help and support the story instead of tell the story.
They're what you call featured show numbers or something like big production numbers,
correct.
I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with everybody dressed as plates and utensils and things like that. Rugs?
Yes, we have some cheerleaders rugs. As rugs. So there's a lot of acrobatics that go on.
Oh, I was going to say cheerleaders. That means these must be flying carpets.
Exactly.
In that case. Well, we don't have as much time as we have sometimes had, so I want to be sure that we get a chance to hear some of the folks sing. So what are we going to do first?
We're going to start with Home, which is what Belle sings when she gets to the castle, about realizing that what she thought was her dream has maybe changed a little bit.
Belle is the book-loving young girl from the village who eventually encounters the beast, and although you probably know the rest of the story, we won't give it away just for the sake of argument. And there you have two people playing Belle, but singing today will be Sophie Magro.
Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home should be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away, home is true. What I'd give to return until who knows when. Oh, but then, as my life has been altered once, it can change again. Build higher walls around me, change every lock and key. Nothing lasts, nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away, home and free.
Nicely done, Sophia Magro, in the role of Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And do I remember right that that's the song that you're singing once you don't know if you're captive in the castle or what exactly you are at that
point? Yeah, I just agreed to take my father's place because he was taken hold by the Beast. So I've agreed to take his place, but I still feel that it's really not fair what he's done. And I'm in my room and just getting acquainted with the castle for the first time.
Right, and soon you'll be hauled away and regaled by by the utensils and so on.
Yeah.
And the other servants who have been changed and enchanted along with the Beast. So who is the other Belle? Emily Thompson is
Hi.
Doing that. Yeah, you did a great job in the chorus line.
Thank you.
I recall very well. What's your thinking, LaDonna Wilson, who's a drama director here for the school, when you decide to double cast a role or not? Or do you always double cast leads?
I don't always double cast. I do it based on who auditions, and we really have very talented kids. But I think one of the reasons that that happens is because we double cast, so kids get the opportunity to be a major character younger. Oftentimes we have sophomores who, you know, start off as we have kids that are LeFou. That Quinn Murphy's one of our LeFous who's a freshman this year. And he was also in a chorus line. And I think that he'll progress really quickly because of that, and our freshmen and sophomores do. So by the time they're juniors and seniors, they're pretty seasoned. Many of them have done 20 or 15, 20 shows by the time they're seniors.
Is that possible?
We're doing 6 shows this year.
Wow.
So
is that normal? I mean, do most high schools do that many? I didn't think so.
No, because most directors are sane. So that makes for kind of craziness. And, you know, Stephen, we don't have very many music directors who play the piano as well. And so we're
Stephen
really
Larson,
lucky to
who
have
is
that,
playing
right?
the piano, yeah.
So we're really lucky to have that opportunity. We did a cabaret earlier this year that was, you know, one of our productions where we did songs from Broadway, and it was, you know, really well received. But again, because Stephen helped put it together. So we're a pretty lucky situation at Central.
Well, we've had, and there's a long tradition there of really fun.
Yes.
Musical theater, theater of all kinds, but musicals especially. The theater named after Don Decker, mm-hmm. who was forever, it seemed,
yes.
the drama director at Central.
A couple decades, I think.
How many decades have you been there?
Just a little over one.
You're on your way.
I'm on my way. Maybe I'll have, you know, the costume room named after me someday.
Or the padded cell.
Exactly.
To just go along with your earlier notions. What do we got next?
We actually are going to hear from the Beast. We've talked a lot. We do a lot with acting, even though this is a children's play and a character development. And one of the things that the Beast is very ashamed of his appearance and feels that no human could ever love him because of his appearance. And so he sings this song.
And John J. Nolden playing the role of the Beast,
yep.
who never gets any other name, does he?
That's no, not... the Prince.
Oh, don't give it away.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything that even hints at kindness. And from my tortured shame, no comfort, no escape. I see, but deep within his utter blindness, hopeless, as my dream dies. as the time flies, love a lost illusion, helpless, unforgiven, cold and driven to this sad conclusion. No beauty could move me, no goodness improve me, no power on earth if I can't love her. No passion could reach me, no lesson could teach me how I could have loved her and make her love me too if I can't love her. Then who? Long ago I should have seen all the things I could have been. Careless and unthinking, I moved onward. No pain could be deeper, no life could be cheaper, no point anymore if I can't love her. No spirit could win me, no hope left within me. Hope I could have loved her and that she'd set me free. But it's not to be if I can't love her.
Nicely done. You're really developing quite a nice, rich voice.
Thank you.
I've had the chance to, as I said, see a number of these folks in this room over a period of a couple or 3 years, I guess, now. And Janjay's been on here at least 3 times, I think.
I think so.
And hearing your voice change and really develop the low sound and nice emotional impact of that as well. Janjay Nolan in the role of the Beast / the Prince. From Beauty and the Beast, Champaign Central High School will be putting on the show on the 18th through the 21st of this month at the school's auditorium. What is it officially called? The
Don Decker Theater.
Don Decker
just
Theater.
Call it Decker Theater.
Decker Theater, sure. So I'm always curious when seeing a production of Beauty and the Beast, how elaborate they get with the costuming. And of course, the Beast is a tricky one because one can get really elaborate and really make you look like a beast, or you could be suggestive. Which way have the costumers gone with you?
Well, it's pretty neat. I think we have a bunch of I have some claws.
I hope so.
Well, yeah.
I think it's a little more suggestive. We're not putting the big mask over his face. I want to show the expressiveness on his face. So we are doing a partial prosthetic, I guess, on the top half so that we can still see, so that there is a transformation. He'll have lots of hair. He'll be very hairy.
Well, if you're going to be a beast, you got to be hairy, I guess. So that's the way it is. What's next?
Well, we thought we'd have to do Be Our Guest with Lumiere. Our show is till the 22nd, by the way. 21st is our 7 p.m. show, and we do have a matinee on the 22nd at 2:30.
I wrote that down here. I just didn't read it right.
just wanted to clarify.
I have to go back to your English class.
On Sunday.
I need to take your English class, I guess.
So we have next Kegel as Lumiere.
So this is the moment when essentially the beast, it comes shortly after the song that she sang earlier,
mm-hmm.
where she really does get brought out of her, well, she's graduated from the cell, and she's welcomed by all these folks, including the, what was your official role? I mean, what is your official role as a servant?
Lumiere is a valet, so he just kind of attends to the beast's personal needs. But I think that Lumiere is more of like a party kind of guy.
Well, yeah. But he's, well, I mean, what do you expect from somebody who's become a candlestick?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Max Kegel in the role of Lumiere with the full chorus behind him.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvres, why we only live to serve. Try the grace of...
It's delicious!
Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on and follow your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining.
We tell jokes.
Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass. You want your own free pass. You'll be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fine dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
It's a treat for any diner. Don't believe me, ask for China.
Singing pork, dancing veal, what an entertaining meal.
How could anyone be gloomy or depressed? We'll make you shout encore and send us up for more. So be our guest.
Be our guest.
Be our guest.
It's a guest, it's a guest. Sakes alive, we'll all be blessed. Wine's been poured and thank the Lord. Have the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do their soft shooing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I'll be hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Fill it up, we want the company impressed.
We've got a lot to do.
Is that one lump or two for you, our guest?
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest. She's our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skill. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy.
Be our guest, be our guest. Our command is your request. It's been years since we've had anybody here, and we're obsessed with your meal, with your ease. Yes, indeed, we aim to please. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you, we'll keep going. Course by course, one by one, till you shout, enough, I'm done. Then we'll sing you up to sleep as you digest. And then you'll rub your feet up and for now let's eat up, be our guest.
That's a great number. I'm just trying to picture everybody doing their dancing thing at the same time and trying to sing all of that, which is always a trick. So we had Max Kegel in the role of Lumiere and Mrs. Potts making an appearance.
Jess Brighton.
Ah, related to one of our very employees here at the radio station, I believe. And, of course, the cast of not so many thousands. But a nice representation here from Champaign Central High School of from Beauty and the Beast, Be Our Guest. Stephen Larson is the music director, and he is at the keyboard. And LaDonna Wilson is the drama director, and she is on my left. So how many are actually in the whole cast compared to this?
There's said 50
something
total.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. We don't have a huge stage. So we actually, like most productions, have rented our major costumes, and they come today. And our first performance is actually Monday for Children. So we are going to frantically try to see if our choreography works completely, given all the things that we've done. But we have confidence.
Yeah, you always do hope that you can still do that stuff once
exactly.
You get all of your heavy-laden uniforms and costumes on. Well, I've never been on stage. I was on stage twice, once in sixth grade and once sometime after that. But I've always heard it said that, and you can see it on stage, that once the costumes come, all of a sudden the characters become more believable to the actors. And so I'm sure that you'll experience that as usual. Well, it's great to have you all here again. How does one get tickets for this show?
Well, they can call the school at 351-3911 to make reservations. But generally, we do most of our selling right at the door. We have a real large auditorium, so we rarely sell out.
And do you give tickets to students to sell, or you don't trust them with
that
sort of thing?
We really don't sell in advance. It just has never really benefited. It seems that the door seems to be the most effective way.
Well, you have plenty of shows. Wednesday, the 18th, is the opening. 7 p.m. shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. And then Sunday matinee, the 22nd, at 2:30. Thank you all for coming in. I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from these business partners: Risk Management Commodities of Lafayette, Indiana, Fertilizer Dealer Supply of Philo, Milo's in Urbana, and Escobar's in Champaign. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you for your support. Stay tuned next for a conversation with the student founder and director of Illinois Wesleyan University's Wesleyan Consort, which is an early music group. They're giving a concert tonight. And still to come, Andrew Duncanson, vocalist and guitarist for the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. It's all on Live and Local. It's a bit of a fantasy by William Laws, played by an ensemble called Fretwork, the English Viol, the name of that CD. My next guest on Live and Local is Chelsea Belt. She is a student at Illinois Wesleyan University and also founder and coordinator for the Wesleyan Consort, which is giving a concert tonight at 8 o'clock in Evelyn Chapel on the campus in Bloomington. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you're founder of this thing. Was this therefore your idea?
I guess you could say that.
Well, elaborate a little bit.
Well, about 2 years ago now, I guess I just started my first music history class here, and I had been interested in early music for a little while, and I just thought it was strange that we didn't really have any, performance opportunities for early music at our school, and myself and some of my friends, we liked early music enough that we wanted to start something, and I just sort of worked with the Student Senate to get funds and to make ourselves an official group, and we did it. And the next semester, we gave our first concert.
That's fantastic. So you started this as a freshman then?
It was the first semester of my sophomore year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's some nice initiative coming into a school like that. And early music often means pre-Baroque music, although I see you do have some Baroque music on this concert, because Baroque is certainly commonly enough performed. And you have a mix, it appears, of choral music and instrumental music. Was that your original concept?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that anyone who wanted to do early music, we would have something for them to do, whether it be sing or play. And I think some of the most interesting pieces have both voices and instruments, so I wanted just to make sure we could do any type that we wanted.
You're an instrumentalist yourself.
Yes, I'm a violinist.
And you said you've had early music interest, but what has been your own focus as a violinist so far?
Well, I'm a music ed major, so I've really just been staying within the standard violin repertoire, but for the past year or so, I've been taking early technique violin lessons, and so I'm hoping to get more into Baroque and Renaissance technique violin, and I find that a little bit more engaging than what I've been doing so far, but it's really, I'm just at the beginning of learning about this here.
So if the school didn't have an ensemble like this, where do you get training to learn technique for playing older music in presumably a historically informed, authentic style?
Well, the summer before I started this group, I attended an early music festival, actually Madison Early Music Festival, and that was really my first experience with actually seeing professionals and how big actually the world of early music is, early music performance. And so I, just absorbed all I could from that, and I've been going back there and, of course, reading about it. And then I take any knowledge that my early violin teacher can give me, who's actually David Douglas of the Newberry Consort in Chicago. Anything that I learned from him and anything that I learned at the festivals, I just try and share that with everyone in our group.
So you've got to augment your experience essentially there at Wesleyan by going outside to learn what you need to for a group like this.
Yeah, because we don't have any faculty member really who has any more experience in early music than we do. So it's really what I can learn and then teach to the others, I guess.
That's a wonderful opportunity. Have you had any trouble getting students interested?
Well, not as much as I suspected. We're a smaller group, 15 to 20 people, depending on, I guess, the semester and everyone's commitments elsewhere. But, for a music school, you'd be surprised how hard it is to get students to participate in something outside of their required activities. But everyone I have has been really passionate and really helpful so far.
I guess that's what I was thinking of, is that students in music, well, like students everywhere, are really so busy dealing with what they have to do, and particularly at a school where early music is not a focus. I wondered if you maybe have unwittingly tapped into an interest that maybe even some of the students themselves didn't know was there.
I think that's true. Most people come into the school never having heard any early music, or maybe a couple, more famous Baroque pieces, and at least some of or most of our members, they now have all these pieces that they love, and they're learning too. And I think that it's growing a little bit as an interest.
What do you do for instruments?
Well, the first concert we had all modern instruments. We didn't even have any recorders yet, so we were just making do with what we had to get, I guess, the most period sound you can with modern instruments, which isn't that great, but it's a start. And then after the first concert, we started getting our money for our budget, and I was able to buy some instruments. So we have now a set of recorders and a bass dulcian.
What was that last one?
A bass dulcian. That's the predecessor to the bassoon. It's a double reed instrument.
I never heard of that, actually.
Yeah, it's just a great bass instrument that you can use in a lot of contexts. It's a Renaissance instrument.
And of course, the good thing about using voices on some of the pieces is that they still have authentic instruments.
That's true. Although they may not be trained to use them authentically.
Yeah, that would be quite a task for people being trained operatically, I'm sure, having to deal differently
but
with their voices.
There are some vocalists at our school who I've been working with, and they really have a great sound for early music, and it's worked pretty well so far. I have less vocalists than instrumentalists, but it's worked out for, to do pieces with smaller vocal sections.
It's a wonderful program of early music put on by the Wesleyan Consort at Illinois Wesleyan University School of Music, a student-run program, and Chelsea Belt is the founder, director, manager, all of those things. The concert is at 8 o'clock tonight in Evelyn Chapel in the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington, and appreciate your joining us on the show.
Thank you.
On the program, they'll be having some music among other composers by Michael Pretorius, a couple of courants from his collection of dances called Terpsichore. Here is a courant, not one of the ones they're doing, in a performance by the ensemble Dulce Mémoire. With apologies for the delay, that was music by Michael Pretorius, of the sort you might hear on that concert tonight by the Wesleyan Consort in Bloomington at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our show's made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, presenting Classics 4, Struggles and Triumphs, on Saturday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fullinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The symphony completes its season with works by Rachmaninoff and Shostakovich, and we'll be having the Champaign-Urbana Symphony's soloist, pianist Alon Goldstein, on our program tomorrow, along with other guests. So we'll look forward to that. My next guest, however, is a celebrated fellow around these parts. The band he belongs to, the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band, has been nominated for, won various awards, and they have the honor of having been filmed for a Kentucky educational television program called Jubilee. It's a series of performances of nationally known artists and popular local musicians, local there and elsewhere. And that is going to be broadcast on our companion station, WYNL-TV, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And Andrew Duncanson is a vocalist and guitarist for the band. He's with us live on the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the experience like taping this program? Did they actually do a special taping where you came in for it, or did they tape you at a festival or something?
This is a festival. It's a hot... Let's see, July day, I believe. So there's lots of sweat in the performance.
Isn't there always when the Kilbourne Alley Blues
Band
plays?
It's always funky, so there's always some sweat going on. But this is a particularly hot Kentucky day, and so you'll see, anyways, it's a good performance. It captures us at a good point in the time in the band. we had a Deke Harp with us at that time, who's not with us anymore. And so we had a harmonica, and it's a nice concert. I've seen the footage, and for us, it's probably the best we've ever been filmed. You know, I mean, there's, I want to say about 6 cameras, you know, a couple guys on stage, you know, with handhelds, and then a big like crane type thing going up and down. It's very cool.
So you got the whole professional treatment.
The professional treatment, yes.
So you don't have a harmonica player at the moment?
No, we're 4-piece right now.
Has that been a big change in the sound for you?
We just keep going. And so things have gotten a little more soulful and a little less ruckus, if you know what I mean. A little less dirty Chicago and a little more Memphis soul kind of, maybe, if you want to say that.
Hmm.
So yeah, we just keep going, evolving. Either 4 or 5-piece, it doesn't matter.
So when he was in the band, it was a 5-piece,
right?
Generally. So if you have a 5-piece now, that means you bring in a guest every once in a while?
Yeah. We bring in a saxophone every once in a while, harmonica occasionally.
Is the harmonica, does Deke come back with you?
No. We played with Deke on New Year's Eve, but no, he wanted to go off and do his own thing. He's playing solo shows. He's playing like kind of a one-man band with a diddly bow and harmonica rack. Very nice show.
Well, but of course, Deke Harp is not the subject of our conversation here. It's this program and the band. How long has the band been going along now?
This is 12 years.
And can you say that you were the founder, or were you just a founding member?
I'd say I was a founding member. Me and Josh and Chris.
And Josh Stimmel and Chris Breen.
That's right.
Josh is the other guitarist.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Breen on the bass guitar. Ed O'Hara came along.
Almost 8 years ago now, seven years ago.
As your drummer and co-vocalist. You do all the lead vocals.
Right.
And does he just come in on harmony or occasionally to spell you? Or?
Yeah. He sings a tune or two a night and sings harmonies.
And the role of the two guitarists?
It's not a set role, which is kind of cool. It's not like your lead, I'm lead, your rhythm. It's just intermingling both guitars, you know, throughout the whole night. You'll hear Josh cut loose, you'll hear me cut loose, you'll hear songs where there's no soloing, it's just parts, you know, so we have it worked out that way.
So in the course of any one song, you might have either of you take any role at all?
Right.
You don't even assign it by the song?
It's assigned by the song.
It is assigned by the song. So you might take lead on one song.
Right.
And dueling leads ever?
No dueling leads. We don't like the competition and animosity that can come with, you know.
Surely not. You've been friends for a long time.
What they call, you know, like in the blues, you got, what is it called, cutting heads and stuff like that.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, you know, when you get a couple guys squaring off on guitars, we don't like to do that kind of stuff. That's not cool with us.
I know you usually have a variety of hats on in the show. I'm trying to remember if that's just you or is that traditional for the whole band?
The hats, yes. I have a number of hats. I would be the hat guy in the band. But now Ed is taking over as the hat guy. And I rarely wear a hat anymore. So Ed is
there
the
some
hat
explanation
man
for that?
Well, I just didn't want to wear them anymore.
Because your hair's getting longer, or because it doesn't look like you're going to lose your hair, so therefore you're going to keep the hat off as long as you can?
Yeah.
Not a musical issue.
Not a musical issue at all, no.
But we do have a musical issue. You've got your guitar with you, so we might as well hear something.
Okay.
Without the band.
Without the band, so if it all goes to heck, you know, it's all on me.
Andrew Duncanson of the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band, they're going to be featured on Jubilee on our companion station, WILL-TV, tomorrow night at 9.
Okay, cool. So, it's in my normal bag, but I love this song we recorded a few years back. It's called Redneck in a Soul Band. Let me try to fake my way through it. It's kind of got a country feel to it. I'd like to tell our listeners that this song takes us back to the Malibu Bay Lounge. those of you listening that have been out there know what I'm talking about. The fella that owned the place, Ike, used to call some of us white boys that love the blues and say, man, you ain't nothing but a redneck in a soul band. So here we go. He liked to put on those blues shows. Well, and everywhere he went, baby, go. She said, y'all know the blues, but it's just one side of my man. You see, I call my baby a redneck in a soul band. Saying, boy, you a redneck in a soul band. A redneck in a soul band. Now all his friends were her, twice his age. Yes, and when they get together, they brag on the guitar he played. Listen, that boy might not live very long, but he likes to live the love he sings about in his song. Saying, boy, you're a redneck in a soul band. A redneck in a soul band. And when he dies, he wants to go up to soul heaven. And he said, oh, it's all right. Johnny T told Peter to let him. Saying, boy, you're a redneck in a soul band. Here we go. A redneck in a soul band. Yeah.
Andrew Duncanson, solo, without the rest of the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. But you can hear them all and see them tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on WIL-TV, a program called Jubilee. You made that at the W.C. Handy Blues and Barbecue Festival. How long ago was it actually taped?
I think it was two summers ago.
It was 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
And you do quite a lot on the blues festival circuit, and you've picked up some nominations and awards here and there. What has been some of the more memorable experiences you've had with the band so far?
We've done some traveling, so those things stick with you. We've been to Alaska, and we've been to Holland and the UK, and we've played in London like darn near 30 times. So that's memorable.
30 times in London. Is that
yeah.
are the blues particularly well received there? I wouldn't have guessed it.
It's a blues town, you know.
I didn't.
The Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix and all that history of blues rock guitar there. It's quite the blues town. It's you know, it's a big giant city, so there's pockets for everything there. But that's memorable. I think being in the studio and making all the albums is really memorable as well.
You got four or five of those now?
We got five, yeah. The new album is called Four. It's our fifth album.
And how recently is that out?
We released it in November.
Oh, so quite recently.
Yeah.
And I assume one can buy them off your website or various other usual venues?
You can buy them on the internet, like Amazon, maybe.
Probably iTunes.
And iTunes, so, yeah.
People want to know more about the band. There's lots of it's a fun website to peruse with particularly the news page. It's just KilbourneAlley.com. How'd you come up with the name, by the way?
It's something we came up with when we were in high school, and it's a band name. The significance of Kilbourne is it's my mom's family's name. And the significance of Alley is that we used to hang out in the alley between Washington and Hill. That was our spot.
That was it, huh?
That was the alley. And we'd do things there, you know, have fun.
Things. We'll just leave that.
Just do things there.
Probably alone. Not necessarily including making music in the alley. Or did that get started there, too?
That had some roots there, too.
The you talked about making a little bit of a style shift with the, you know, as the harmonica disappeared.
Right.
What else is involved in that? It can't be just the change of one instrument. Is it just a change of heart for the band or a change of thinking? Or what else is involved in sort of shifting from Chicago to Memphis and stuff?
Well, it's
a little bit.
It's not necessarily geographic. I mean, I like to think that we've always kind of put our sound between the two states, if you will, and cities, just kind of taking on what the styles that we've heard here growing up in Champaign-Urbana. So, some song selections might be different. There's another seat in the van. it's not too different from what we've always been doing.
So people who have been fans of the band for a long time won't necessarily have noticed a dynamic shift in what's going on.
People that are fans of the band understand, and you're still gonna get a Kilbourne Alley show every time. You know, if you're a fan of the harmonica, you might be like, "Hey, man, why'd you lose the harp?" But we can't control those circumstances that, you know, you lose a band member. That's all, you know, so.
There's a, I should probably leave that alone. I was just thinking there's a bluegrass band that has been on the show that I like, and their sound changed when they lost the fiddle player. And I heard recently that, and they replaced him with a mandolin player. And it did change that sound a good deal.
Yeah.
But it's just a different sound. It's just a different sound. What else do you bring in to do for us? It has to be challenging for a guitarist to play solo who normally plays with the whole band.
This is kind of late night stuff anyway. I do this all the time. It's just, you know, usually 3 in the morning.
So we're getting you at your most intimate, essentially, right?
Essentially,
here,
yeah. I'm going to do another song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is the title track off our last album. It's called Better Off Now. My intonation's off on this guitar, so I gotta get that fixed soon enough. But if you hear one little tiny bad note, it's, you know, I'm getting it worked on soon. Well, I couldn't be no mumbling man, 'cause your kind of love I gotta shout so any fool will understand. And I couldn't be no shy boy along with your love. You know I never taught. Oh, that's how I feel. And I need you to know that I'm better off now than I used to be. Said I'm better off now than I used to be today. Today. And I'll never be
no shy boy. You know you bring me so much joy, and I'll never be no mumbling man. You know you got me in the palm of your hand. Oh, that's how I feel, and I need you to know that I'm better off now than I used to be. I'm better off now than I used to be today. Today, my. Yes, I am. And I was a fool. Oh, yes, I was. A fool. Oh, oh, yes, I was. Then you came along and found me, yeah. You came along and found me, yeah. Now all day long I'm saying, I'm better off, better off, I'm better off, yeah, yeah, today, today, with your love, oh yeah, with your love. Well, I'm better, oh yeah, better off today.
All right.
An award-winning song, that. 2010 Blues Blast magazine winner for Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
Is that an important magazine in the blues world?
Yeah, yeah. Blues Blast is one of the, I don't know, top two internet magazines.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's a cool deal. It's you're nominated by a committee, and then you're voted on by the people. So the people liked our song.
That's got to be the most gratifying, I would think.
Yeah.
When that sort of thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from the CD called Better Off Now. And it's one of the songs you can hear with the full regalia of the band, the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band, on the show Jubilee tomorrow night, which will broadcast on our companion station WYLL-TV. Starts at 9 o'clock, originally recorded at Kentucky's W.C. Handy Blues and Barbecue Festival, and broadcast from KET's Jubilee, Kentucky Educational Television. Andrew Duncanson is lead singer and one of the two guitarists for Kilbourne Alley, and we're glad you had a chance to stop in and do a little singing.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Anybody particular in mind with that last song, by the way?
What's that? Oh, you know, just my love.
I thought so. She happens to work here. That's why I asked.
WILL's own. yeah.
Yeah. Andrew, it's a pleasure to hear you, and look forward to seeing the show tomorrow.
Okay, me too. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and occasionally the Blues for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Support for WILL comes also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a one-woman show by Beverly Mullen with a lineup of Italian wines, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by Ken Smith and friends. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll have a feature on the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, something called Fifth House Ensemble in Springfield and Rhythm Circus in Decatur.